You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And as we continue a little football talk, let's hear some talk from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, here at NRG talking to the media.
Offense took some steps in the right direction, especially ball security, time of possession. Do you feel like you guys are starting to get on the track you're hoping for?
Yeah, it's coming along. You know, it takes time, but I think we're starting to get a rapport for one another and getting better at practice every week, which is nice. And, yeah, games are always good to, you know, see where you grow.
Think at all about what happened on Christmas against the Ravens as you get set to play them again?
Not in that light. You just watch the tape, analyze it, try to fix the issues.
Are you confident that you'll be able to perform better this time around against them than you did then?
Yeah, definitely.
Why is that?
Just because we're a new team. It's a new season, new circumstances. Don't got to play 3 games in 10 days. So, yeah, it's just new.
As a competitor, how do you compartmentalize? Obviously, you're aware of, you know, going to Baltimore was your first game in the NFL. That was your first road playoff game. How do you compartmentalize the task at hand of just focusing on this game, but also knowing in the back of your mind that that's a place where you obviously want to have some success?
I really want to have success everywhere. It doesn't really like hiding, you know, or lessen. It's just, you know, consistent preparation, consistent focus that I get that done. So just try to remain focused on the things that matter. And I don't really think that's something that's really big on my mind, but, yeah.
If you look at this Baltimore defense, what is it that stands out to you in terms of what you got to really be aware of?
Yeah, they're playing really good ball for the most part. Of course, they're giving up just some explosives here and there, but they're always really good. You know, Roquan's always great. Their D-line is always good. I know they're dealing with some injuries, but, you know, they all always have, you know, good players, regardless if it's ones, twos, threes. So they'll be prepared. I know they'll be motivated. You know, they're in a boat like we are, you know, trying to find wins. So it'll be a fight no matter who plays.
What do you recall about the first time you met Woody Marks, or one of the first times? And what do you think about how he's grown in his role?
Yeah, he's super Atlanta, if you can put somebody in a bucket of like what Atlanta looks like, I'd say it'd be Woody. That was the first thing, because I have a lot of friends from Georgia, like from the Atlanta area, and he's like super, super that way. But yeah, he's just quiet to himself, but plays really good ball.
Along the same lines, CJ, this past draft, they went out and drafted some rookies for the offensive side of the ball, and Ariante, Jalen, Jayden, and Woody. What have you seen from them throughout these first 4 games?
Growth, you know. I think that's all you kind of want to see, is like you really, really don't get game reps in camp or preseason. It's just not the same, you know. And I think these early games, you know, they've had their struggles, they have their successes, just like everybody else. But as we continue to roll, like, they're starting to get it more and more and more. So, I mean, that's really all you want to see, and they're doing a good job. It's not easy to come in, and I can, you know, have a little bit of I can relate to them a little bit just because I was thrown in the fire first game too, you know, and it's not all, you're not going to play perfect or be perfect. So I thought they're doing a good job of just growing.
You've had some success with the QB sneak this year. From your point of view, what goes into a successful quarterback sneak?
Just like using your legs. And of course it's up front. Like Jake does a really good job with Juice and Lake and then Ed, and it's really just, you know, just trying to get your legs under you to try to push forward.
You talked about wanting to use your legs more. Are you feeling good about how you're doing and picking your spots?
Yeah, I think I feel good about it. I don't try to over and analyze that area, just try to just play instinctually when it comes to like running. I don't try to overthink that.
Is that something you enjoy doing?
I enjoy playing football, so whatever. I do anything that has to do with it. Yeah, I just love playing. So throwing the ball, running it, getting hit hard, getting yelled at, whatever comes with it. You can't accept the good and not the bad. So I think the running part is a fun part. Yeah.
I was just asking that because it seems like you get a little, I don't know, you seem to get hyped up when you get a good run off. So I was just wondering
Teammates like it. Yes. Yeah, I think your teammate, I think D'Amico likes it too. He always tells me to run the ball.
CJ, after four games, how have you seen this Nick Caley offense start to evolve more?
A lot, man. You know, it's tough, you know, because for him, you know, he's done a good job of trying to listen to other guys, but also keep his core mentality and core plays. But, you know, this game's evolving. It's not, you know, what it used to be, and it's not what it was last year. You got to just find every, like Coach Day used to always say in college, every year when we hit the offseason for, like, self-scout, he'd always say you have to become the new iPhone. You know, like, every year you got to upgrade or you'll get caught up. So, like, iPhone, they come out with a new iPhone every year, you know, so they don't get caught up from other brands. So I think that's the same thing, like, but it takes time. It's not just overnight. I think he's doing a good job of, like, listening and to what I like, to what the team likes. And a lot of our guys are young, so a lot of the run and gun and, like, the fun stuff is, like, easy for us because we've done it before. But we're just trying to both get off, you know, our mark and, you know, push towards being uncomfortable with being uncomfortable with one another, but also trying to get some comfort plays in as well.
Based off that comfortability, was there ever an issue during the game of not getting the plays in fast enough that led to any frustration, or was it just you guys talking to each other?
It's part of the game, yeah. So.
I was actually going to ask a similar question to that. Like as an offshoot, like, how have you seen communication improve week to week? Like, D'Amico was in earlier saying how, you know, you guys were still trying to figure that out, and it seems like y'all have made some progress, you know, 4 weeks in. How have you seen y'all's communication as a whole?
Yeah, just like I said, it's always improvement you can have there, and it's part of it, you know, like new relationship with coordinator and quarterback. So you don't always just come in and have a, you know, easy time on the mic. Sometimes it goes out. Sometimes I have to call a play or whatever happens. It's just always about getting it fixed and just trying to move the ball forward. So, yeah, it's just something I think that you don't want to happen, but I think it's good sometimes because you learn from it and then you get better.
Obviously, you know, you run a little bit more. So just taking you back to like your offseason training, what was just kind of like that balance between trying to improve your acceleration versus trying to improve maximum speed? Because sometimes it's kind of hard to look and actually get to the maximum speed all the time. So what was just kind of like that balance of trying to improve acceleration versus improving maximum speed so when you get those scramble situations?
Yeah, I think just the program that I was on with Clint, it was really good for me. I was in here really early, just trying to, you know, take a step forward in my, like, being 23. I'm not, like, fully in my grown man body all the way yet. You know, I'm still growing every year. And I just think, like, I got to just continue to be hard on myself about not only just lifting weights but eating the right foods. Like, that's been a big thing, too. That's just a thing where I think the explosiveness comes from, like, being better with my diet, being better with, you know, stretching, and, like, I feel like I'm getting old, so I got it. I'm not as quick as I used to be. I was watching my high school stuff a couple of days ago. I was like 180 and I was rolling. Well, not no more. But yeah, I try to just be better with that stuff so I can run fast. All right, thanks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was
What are we doing, man?
CJ Stroud.
What are we doing?
How much taller y'all think he'll get?
Let me tell you, man. Let me explain something.
2-3 inches.
If CJ Stroud is working on explosion and top end speed in his offseason, there's no wonder we're 1-3. The head coach is encouraging him to run. What are we doing here, man? I mean, is it Lamar Jackson week? So we just all want to talk about our legs. What are we doing? what are we doing? What's the infatuation with CJ Stroud running?
That's a promo. And Harry.
Which part?
The part where my favorite part was. Look, let me tell you something.
I mean, what are we doing? Do you think Tom Brady ever went into an offseason and was like, yeah, let me get this explosion, let me get this top speed.
Explosion and my top end speed in the offseason, it's no wonder why we're 1-3.
I mean, it's from the head coach all the way down to the questioning.
It's a small part of his game, I guess. He's adding to it, trying to add that part, that element to the game just in case.
He's not outrunning anybody.
Use it.
It's my decision.
I'm confused, man.
It's not easy.
Why are we talking about CJ Stroud running so often? We're talking about CJ leg. So much about CJ running. The head coach is always telling him to run, and we're questioning him about explosion versus top end speed in his offseason training. And by the way, anytime CJ Stroud starts an answer with, you know, you've asked a tough ass question.
And sometimes it seems that it shouldn't be.
And I don't mean tough as in like.
No, I know.
I think it's so off base that he's like, man, I'm not real sure how to answer this.
Yeah.
Like I doubt very seriously, Ron. I would bet a large amount of money right now that CJ Stroud has not worked on top end speed since he got to Ohio State. Like,
no, he said he did, man. I take
no,
his
he
word.
Didn't.
Working with no, Clint
he
here.
I take it.
No, he
did.
He said he felt
said,
like
hey, man, he's going to run some more and use only, his instincts. He's got to be top end speed to do it.
In one sentence, he somehow said he's 23 years old. He's young. He's still in, he had in his grown man body. And then 2 seconds later, he's talking about how he feels old.
Feeling old.
God bless,
brother.
Moved
like he used
to. I mean, what's going on here, man?
How much bigger, though, for real, do y'all think he'll get? I mean, he's already a pretty big
CJ's
dude,
not getting but, any you know, bigger. I'm CJ's not getting any bigger. CJ's not getting any faster.
I'm not participating.
He could be like Dennis Rodman or something.
Guys, he's not. Did y'all see the commercial where he's the Old Spice commercial where he's shirtless? He's not getting any bigger, guys.
He can improve that.
If he improves that, he's going to lose weight. We're talking about losing baby fat. If you're going to do anything, you're going to lose a little bit of baby fat and keep it moving.
It looks fast in those HEB commercials.
Horrible acting, though.
But he looks fast.
Man, I'm going to tell you, those commercials are tough I've been there before. Like those guys didn't look at that script until they got on location.
But the Astros guys got it down way better than that. I'm not saying like they're winning Oscars.
I feel like they practiced a bit.
No. Yeah, but the Texans won, man. Outside of Nico, it is so cringy.
No, it's like Will Anderson sounds like he is reading that script for the first time.
He likes the jalapeno. Is the worst.
He literally is not. He's like, oh, hey, just put it in teleprompter, man. I'll read it when we throw it up
there. Oh, Will makes me cringe.
We got to move on.
What you got coming up?
Yeah, he practiced that for damn sure.